ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Welcome to the Japanese Children's Song Series at JapanesePod101.com. In this series, you'll learn Japanese language and culture through Japanese children's songs. Go to our site to hear full versions of the song sung by professional singer Kana Mizushima. Visit JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
Naomi desu.
Peter here, and welcome to our first Japanese children's song lesson. Naomi-sensei,
Hi.
Can you tell us what we'll be doing in this lesson?
Sure.In this lesson, we'll take a look at 童謡
Naomi-sensei, what exactly are 童謡
Well, 童謡 are Japanese children's songs. When we say 童謡, we sometimes refer only to primary school songs. But sometimes we also include lullabies, known as 子守歌 in Japanese, as well as older songs popular among children, known as わらべ歌
Now, Naomi-sensei, what's interesting about the word?、
Komori uta?
If you look at the kanji, it actually means song to protect the child.
Oh, yeah, right.
So those are for very, very young children.
そうですね, right.
So in this series, we're going to take a look at all kinds of 童謡. And Naomi-sensei, I have to admit, this sounds really, really interesting.
Do you know of any Japanese komori uta?
I don't know many Japanese children's songs.So this is going to be really interesting to see what kind of songs they are.、So first things first, can you tell us the title of the first song we'll look at?
Okay, the name of the song is Furusato, which means hometown.
And can you give us the background about this song?
Well, it is said that this song was made in the early 20th century.
So about 100 years old.
So, そうね、そうそうそう。And this song was about people who live far away from their hometown because of work or study. So it's a song for you, Peter. It's about their feeling of nostalgia about the scenery they were familiar with when they were young.
And I think to understand this song, we just have to kind of quickly touch on the way traditional Japan was and the fact that for generations, a family would stay in one location.
Ah, そうですね。
Not like today, when a family could stay in multiple locations throughout their life. One family and their ancestors would be tied to one place.
Right. Maybe three or four generations live together.
So I can see why this song has that sentimental value.
はい。
Now, I read that this song used to be sung by the children at their graduation ceremonies. Is that true?
Really? ごめんね。I didn't know that, But I guess it makes sense, you know? Your school is kind of like your home or hometown, right?
In Japan, definitely.
Not in the States?
Well, I think in Japan, like sometimes like my Japanese friends, they actually, you know, kind of separate their friends by elementary school friends, middle school friends, high school friends.
Yeah, right.
And that's because they'll change schools throughout their compulsory education, where in the US you may not change as many times.
Oh, そうなんだ。What I heard about this song was that it was often sung by Japanese people who had moved to a foreign country.
So they left their home country and they were longing for it.
Hi.
So in this lesson, what we'd like to do is analyze the lyrics of this lullaby. There's a lot of non-standard language in this song, as it's a bit old. So we're going to help you understand it by interpreting it into modern Japanese and providing translations in English. And Naomi-sensei, from a learning Japanese perspective, music isis very important, right?
すごい大切。Yeah, I think so.
Not only helps you understand the language, but it also helps you understand culture.
And pronunciation.
Which is a critical part of learning a language.
はい。
So, Naomi-sensei, shall we get started?
Okay. それでは聞いてみましょう。Let's listen to the song.
first, we'll go through it line by line. Naomi-sensei, can you give us the first line?
Usagi oishi kano yama.
Now, usagi is rabbit.
Hai.
And oishi.
Hai. Oishi.
Oishi. You know, Naomi-sensei, it actually sounds like oishi with the long vowel, which means delicious.
Mm, yeah, quite similar, but no. To be oishi, it would need another I at the end. If you look at the kanji for oi, it's the one that means chase. In modern Japanese, we would say ou or oikakeru.
To go after, to chase after.
So desu.
So the oi part means chase.
Hai.
What about the shi that comes after? Why is it oishi?
Ah, okay, good question. In old Japanese, shi can express the recollection of one's past. So, oishi can be translated as otta.
Chased.
In modern Japanese.
And when you put them together, we get chasing rabbits or hunting rabbits. Mm. Not delicious rabbit. Now, how about kanoyama?
Ah, okay. This kano actually has the same kano as in kanojo, which means she, as you may already know. So kanojo literally means that woman. So kano means that, which is ano in modern Japanese.
So kanoyama is anoyama.
So, so, so.
That mountain.
So desu.
I see. So kano indicates that something is physically and emotionally far from you.
Right. In this case, the person is talking about the faraway mountains in their hometown.
Can we hear the original line?
Huh? Sure. Usagi oishi kano yama.
If you translate the sentence into modern Japanese, that would be?
Usagi wo otta ano yama.
The mountain where I hunted rabbits, or the mountain where we hunted rabbits. This is a relative clause, isn't it?
Ah, so desu, so desu. It sounds really poetic. In more plain language, it would be あの山 で usagi を追いかけました.
I or we hunted rabbits on that mountain.
そうです.
Okay, what do we have next?
小舟釣り師かの川.
Can you give us that line one more time? Because there's actually a bunch of elements from the previous line that we're repeating here.
あ、そうですね.
So just one more time.
はい。小舟釣り師かの川.
So in this phrase, first we have 小舟釣り.
はい。
釣り is fishing, right?
そうです、そうです。Right.
And if we recall from the previous line, she is a recollection of one's past. But what's the new word? 小舟.
It's small funa.
Like a small boat?
Funa is a cop-like small fish.
Ah, it's a fish.
はい、そうです。
Ah. In the translation, we have, they are minnows. So the translation would be, fishing for minnows. And after that is the phrase, kano kawa. And this kano is the same as we saw in the last line, which means that in old Japanese.
Right. So kano kawa is ano kawa.
Which means that stream or that river. Okay. Can we hear the original line again?
Sure. Kobuna tsurishi. Kano kawa.
And how about that line in modern Japanese?
Kobuna o tsutta ano kawa.
The river I or we fished for minnows.
In plain language, it would be ano kawa de kobuna o tsurimashita.
I fished for minnows in that stream. So we have two nostalgic scenes about what life was like.
Mountains and river.
In that person's hometown.
Hai.
So they're definitely from the mountain area of Japan.
そうですね。
Okay, what's the next line?
夢は今も巡りて。
夢 is dream.
はい。
今も is even now.
Right. And 巡りて is the same as 巡って in modern Japanese, which is the te form of 巡る, a verb that means to go around.
So altogether it means the dream still goes around.
Yeah. What that means is the mountains and the rivers still show up in this person's dreams.
Can we hear this line in modern Japanese? In plain language, please.
今でも夢に出てきて。
Even now, it appears in my dreams. So, what they're talking about is the memories of hunting rabbits and fishing for minnows still shows up in the person's dreams. Even now.
そうです。
Okay, how about the fourth line? And now we're at the last line, which is?
忘れがたき, ふるさと.
The first phrase is?
忘れがたき.
The first word, 忘れ, sounds like it comes from the verb 忘れる, to forget.
そうです.
But what about がたき?
Well, がたき works as a suffix here. It's classic Japanese grammar. When it's attached to a verb, it means difficult to do.
So, 忘れがたき is difficult to forget.
So.
So basically it means cannot forget. And then the last word is the title of the song.
ふるさと.
Meaning hometown. So, the original line is?
忘れがたきふるさと.
In modern Japanese?
忘れられないふるさと.
My hometown I cannot forget. Or, how could I possibly forget my sweet hometown? ふるさと. Definitely interesting song.
でしょ? Yes, it is.
It's a good song. Now, Naomi-sensei, what kind of nuance does this word have? When people these days talk about their hometown or where they're from, do they use ふるさと? Like, ふるさとはどこですか? Where's your hometown? Or would I answer a question like, where are you from with 私のふるさとはニューヨークです? My hometown is New York?
Well, it's really difficult to explain, but ふるさと means hometown or the place you were raised. But this word has a kind of nostalgic feeling to it.
So maybe New York or Tokyo are too big and too modern to be ふるさと. Is that what you're trying to say?
そうですね. Yeah, ふるさと has to be a place where you feel at ease, at least to me.
So there's a warm sense of comfort associated with the word ふるさと.
そうです. Exactly.
So there's a lot more to it than just hometown, and you can tell there's a lot of meaning and feeling behind this word. Remember, this song was written 100 years ago, and at that time, there was no information highway. There was transportation. You know, it was improving, but still, it was quite limited. So you could think about someone leaving their hometown and heading to the big city or going to a far part of Japan that where you can now go by Shinkansen in an hour or 2 hours, you know, it would be a real journey.
そうでしょうね.
And you can also picture someone going overseas by boat, you know, landing there. And these images of the hometown would probably really be very vivid in their memories.
そうでしょうね.
So, everybody out there, what did you think of this children's Japanese song and its lyrics? We really hope you liked it.
そうですね. じゃあ最後にさくらさんの歌を聞きましょう. Before we go, let's listen to the song sung by Sakura. She's going to sing it a cappella.
Now, this time, you'll listen to the song without background music so you can hear the lyrics well.
じゃあさくらさん、お願いします。
うさぎ追いしかの山小舟釣りしかの川夢は今も巡りて忘れがたきふるさと
Find the more detailed explanation of the lyrics at JapanesePod101.com. There, listen to the full version of this song in video format, complete with beautiful pictures of Japan. Go to JapanesePod101.com to get your free lifetime account.